nếu như
globalization, to a large extent, is actually removing responsibility from people within their own locality to take care of themselves.
We know that people do not know who rules or why and how he rules. And yet they know that there is a power that certainly rules.
We travel 1,000 miles in an hour and a half. We have traveled through whole areas of existence which we have not necessarily gained. We will pop into a Hindu village, but we won't know a damn thing about that Hindu village.
If you push that all the way, you see, what it means is that we will increasingly tend to inhabit all of these areas in depth simultaneously.
Južna hemisfera, poročamo o južni polovni.
Vojna za manjšinski status. Visoko sodišče v indijski zvezni državi Manipur je vladi zvezne države aprila naložilo, naj zvezni vladi predlaga podelitev statusa registriranega plemena ljudstvu Meitei. To bi pomenilo priznanje hindujskega ljudstva Meitei za etnično manjšino, s čimer bi to pridobilo tudi posebne pravice. V dolini Imphal živeči Meitei sicer predstavljajo več kot polovico nekaj manj kot 3 milijonov prebivalcev Manipurja, indijske zvezne države ob meji z Mjanmarom. Status registriranih plemen tam že ima okoli 30 etičnih skupin, ki živijo predvsem v hribovskih predelih zvezne države in so večinoma kristjani. Ljudstva se delijo v 2 skupini, Kuki in Naga. Kukiji so med priznanimi manjšinskimi ljudstvi najštevilčnejši. Pripadniki priznanih etničnih manjšin nasprotujejo temu, da bi večinsko prebivalstvo Manipurja, torej Meitei, dobilo isti status. V začetku maja je Vseplemenska študentska zveza Manipurja proti vpisu ljudstva Meitei na seznam registriranih plemen organizirala proteste, ki se jih je do sedaj udeležilo več kot 60 tisoč ljudi. Z njimi so se na etnično mešanih območjih spopadli meitejski protiprotestniki. Istočasno so Meitei v dolini, kjer so v večini, požgali več hiš in krščanskih cerkva. Okrog 1000 ljudi je bilo isti dan prisiljenih zbežati, naslednji dan pa se je ta številka že približala 5-mestni. Posredovali sta vojska in paravojaška enota Asamski strelci. Vlada zvezne države je uvedla policijsko uro in blokado internetne povezave, ki še zmeraj traja. Nasilja pa to ni ustavilo, oboroženi spopadi z nekaj umestnimi presledki trajajo že 4 mesece. Stanje na terenu opiše aktivist in pisatelj Harsh Mender, ki je območje obiskal pred kratkim.
Manipur is today like a war zone of a kind that I don't recall having seen anywhere in India except maybe Kashmir. It is, conflicts between religious communities or ethnic communities, caste communities. Do happen. It's a very large country and a very diverse country. But this is something completely different because, you know, here the two communities have sort of, are armed with modern weaponry, with assault rifles, with light machine guns, with mortar. And they even stormed the police armories. So it's a very grim situation. And the violence shows no signs of coming to an end. Today, we're seeing a situation where even day-to-day survival has become very difficult for the Kuki people. There's a medical college in the hills where food supplies are not being assured. It's a government medical college. Food supplies for patients, medicines for patients, food for the medical students. All of this is being organized by the local community. It is as if the state government has abandoned a segment of its people. So it's a very grave situation.
Od izgredov v maju je zaradi spopadov in linčan umrlo okoli 200 ljudi, razseljenih pa jih je več 10 tisoč. Obe strani sta formirali svoje milice in postavili barikade ter improvizirane bunkerje na mejah med svojimi naselitvenimi območji, iz katerih so pripadnike druge skupine tako ali drugače pregnali. V manipurski prestolnici Imphal v istoimenski dolini tako ne živi več niti ena kukijska družina, podobno pa so kuki iz hribov izgnali Mejteje.
So what has effectively happened is that a kind of border has been created within the country, within the state. And across this border, people of the two ethnicities are now unable to cross with any kind of sense of safety. One of the communities, the Maiti community, is concentrated in large numbers in the valley of Manipur. But within them there was many small pockets of the other community, which is the Kuki community, living. And the reverse was there in the hills, where the Kukis were in a majority, but there was many small settlements of the Maitis. What happened after the clash is a kind of violent ethnic cleansing on both sides. Entire settlements were burnt down. People were killed or driven away or ran away. And now it's a situation where there was a brief meeting, for instance, of the Legislative Assembly for merely 11 minutes. But there were 10 Kuki MLAs, members of the Legislative Assembly, who were unable to attend because they said they couldn't come with a sense of safety into the Imphal Valley. So that is the extent to which there's a division. Government servants, teachers, even police persons, doctors also have been divided on the same kind of community lines. So it's an ethnic territorial division that has been enforced by the conflict. And the government, the armed forces, seem unable to or unwilling to reverse this.
Čeprav je nasilje oboje stransko, pa so spopadi veliko bolj prizadeli in veliko bolj ogrožajo Kukije, pojasnjuje Ram Punjani z Mumbajskega centra za študije družbe in sekularizma.
Even now, the conflicts are going on. Even till yesterday also, we heard some clashes going on. And in these clashes, there is a bigger loss of lives of Kukis, bigger loss of property of Kukis. So organization-wise, I think Kukis are totally shattered, while Maitis are slightly more privileged in this particular situation. See, the control is more from the Maiti side. Kukis are actually more helpless at the moment. So since they are, of course, in the far-flung forest areas, hill areas, so their effectivity is less, and they are the major victims of the present conflict.
Policijo v Manipurju sestavljajo Mejteji. Tako se policija na linčanja in posilstva Kukijev v dolini ne odziva. To je postalo očitno, ko se je v drugi polovici julija po družbenih omrežjih razširil posnetek nasilja nad dvema kukijskima ženskama, s katerima je več mejtejskih moških paradiralo po ulici. Ženski trdita, da so jo tudi posilili. Prej sta se ženski pred napadalci zatekli na policijsko postajo, a ju policija ni zaščitila. Posnetek so na družbenih omrežjih začeli deliti 2 meseca po incidentu, indijsko vrhovno sodišče pa je ugotovilo, da je policija čakala 2 tedna, preden je uradno začela preiskavo. Zvezna vojska je na terenu večinoma pasivna, je pa uspela na nekaterih območjih vzpostaviti tamponske cone med mejtejsko in kukijsko skupnostjo, zaradi česar vojsko mejteji obtožujejo podpiranja kukijev. Prejšnji teden je na primer 10,000 mejtejev protestiralo proti vojaški zapori med okrožjema Bišnupur in Čuračantpur. Paravojaški asamski strelci, ki so pod administrativno pristojnostjo Zveznega notranjega ministrstva, operativno pa podrejeni vojski, so v spopadih bolj aktivno posredovali, pri čemer so večinoma preprečevali napade na kukije. Strelci so tako prišli v konflikt z mejteji. Članice ženskih organizacij, kot je na primer Mira Pajbis, so večkrat poskušale blokirati pot strelcem in tako preprečiti njihovo posredovanje. Postavljanje državnih varnostnih sil na različne strani etničnega konflikta po Mandarjevem mnenju pojasnjuje, zakaj spopadov niso zatrle.
The police force has largely, you know, has substantially members of the majority Maiti community. And the few Kuki members of the police force have also feel unsafe and have fled. So the police force, instead of being a police force for all citizens, is being seen as a partisan police force of the Maiti, a security force for the Maiti people. In the hills, we have something called a paramilitary force called the Assam Rifles, which comes under the Indian Army, and they have been performing their duty of protecting the Kukis. But the allegation is now being made by people from the Maiti community that they are a partisan, and their demands, even at the highest government levels, to replace the armed force. So it's a very extraordinary situation where the armed police and paramilitary forces are also seen as partisan. In other conflicts, in the end, when the army comes in, they're able to restore a sense of peace. But here, even the armed force is seen as partisan, and therefore, again, it's a somewhat unprecedented situation.
Medetnični spor je tako pripeljal do dodatnega problema razkola v varnostnih silah države. Manipurska policija je v začetku avgusta celo ovadila asamske strelce, ker naj bi jih blokirali pot in tako omogočili pobeg pripadnikom kukijskih milic. Ta razkol in eskalacijo, ki jo je omogočil, komentira Nitasha Kol, profesorica politologije in mednarodnih študij ter direktorica Centra za študije demokracije na Univerzi v Westminsteru.
That violence was very badly handled because it's also seen that the police and the army, so the Assam Rifles division of the army is the one that was posted there, and it is and the police were seen to be favoring the Maitis, and the army was seen to be favoring the Kukis. This got so bad that in fact the police and the army were at loggerheads with each other, and also led to them, the police, going to court against the army. And this is a very bad precedent because it means the army is a professional force. So to accuse the army of discriminating in favor of a community is problematic. The army was protecting the Kukis. The police is seen to be acting in favor of the Métis. It was about the communities. It was about a reservation, livelihood, access to jobs kind of an issue that then led to this division in the security forces, the divisiveness in the security forces. It has led to numerous people being killed and also made homeless. But what I would like to emphasize personally is the most important aspect, which is the violence against women of the two communities. And the only reason that the mainstream media picked up this is because there emerged video footage of violence against women. The most prominent one was against Kuki women, which was where the police were in fact, you know, where the police, according to some of the survivors, the police were in fact accused of handing over the victims to the survivors to the perpetrators. So you can see that it's not, while there is, you know, where, if we are simply talking about reservations and court cases and things that can be settled in a legal juridical matter, it would be something. But it's all seen to be politically motivated because the ruling government, which is there at the center and also in the state, is what is perceived to be the Hindu is a Hindu nationalist government. And against that, this perception that they are favoring a Hindu minority over a Christian minority, both of them being tribals, that then led to the, you know, the toxicity of the atmosphere, the increase of violence, and again, I would emphasize the increase of violence against women. There's also other aspects of how these groups that were at loggerheads with each other managed to acquire the weapons, where again, the role of the security forces comes into play.
Status registriranega plemena v Indiji pomeni priznanje posebnih pravic deprivilegiranim etničnim manjšinam. Med te pravice sodijo na primer kvote v administraciji in izobraževanju ter denarna pomoč. Protekcionistična ureditev, ki je relevantna za aktualno dogajanje, je prepoved nakupa zemlje na območjih registriranih plemen za pripadnike narodnosti brez statusa registriranih plemen. Če bo status dodeljen še Mejtejem, v Manipurju praktično ne bo etnične skupine, ki ne bi bila registrirano pleme. Če manjšine ne bi več imele posebnih pravic nasproti mejtejski večini, bi v resnici ukinili zaščito manjšin, meni Mander.
See, the demand for scheduled tribe status is linked to the affirmative action that the constitution guarantees people who are scheduled in the constitution as tribal people. So these are protections to indigenous people, including reservation of electoral constituencies and reservation of jobs at every level. There are also restrictions on non-tribal people going into designated tribal areas and buying land. So the demand for scheduled, if Maithis are now recognized as scheduled tribes, they will then, the fear is that they will then occupy extensive parts of the areas that are now inhabited by tribal people. And they will also take over the jobs that so far have been reserved for tribal people. So it's in a way ending, the award of scheduled tribe status to the Maithis would end the protections effectively that the constitution has guaranteed to the Kuki people as tribal communities. And so this became the flashpoint for this battle, because quite clearly, the chief minister is of Maithi identity. He, his discourse reflects the same hateful stereotypes of the Kuki people. And he did nothing to oppose a court order for recommending the award of scheduled tribe status to the Maithis.
Mejteji so v manipurskih institucijah že v večini. Po pridobitvi statusa registriranega plemena bi jim bila na voljo še mesta, ki so rezervirana za manjšine. Manipurski parlament ima 60 poslancev, izmed katerih je 19 poslanskih mest rezerviranih za registrirana plemena in eno za deprivilegirane registrirane kaste. Po pridobitvi manjšinskega statusa bi tudi teh 19 plemenskih poslanskih mest postalo dostopnih Mejtejem. Zemlja pa je veliko bolj ključen problem. Če postanejo Mejteji registrirano pleme, jim bo omogočen nakup zemlje na kukijskih območjih. Kukiji, ki se preživljajo večinoma s kmetijstvom, se bojijo, da jih bodo bogatejši prebivalci gospodarsko bolj razvite doline izrinili. Ram Punjani.
Yeah, Kukis actually already are quite deprived community. And land is their main source of survival. So if Metis get this privilege also, privilege of land, so they will be practically thrown into destitution. Because at the moment, most of the so-called development that has gone to the Metis in the plains, Kukis have only their land to survive themselves. So if this also goes, it will be a difficult survival for them.
Prisotnost Kukijev v hribovskih območjih Manipurja, Meitei in manipurska vlada poskušajo delegitimirati z obtožbami, da je velik del Kukijev prišlekov iz Mjanmara, česar popisi prebivalstva ne potrjujejo. Kukije prikazujejo tudi kot proizvajalce in preprodajalce drog.
What struck me during my visit and my conversations with people in both communities is that there is a very, very different narrative about the other community. And in all, you know, civil war zones in the world, this is what happens, the Maitis describe the Kukis as foreigners from Myanmar, as drug peddlers, even narco-terrorists, and people who are destroying the forests and so on. These are all sort of largely false kinds of allegations, but people are convinced, and therefore it has become a kind of existential combat for them. But likewise, the Kukis again have this idea about the Maiti people as being people who are unwilling to accept the equal right of the tribal people in the hills to live as equal citizens. It's further complicated because their religious identities also are different. The majority of the Maiti are Hindus, and the majority of the Kuki tribal people in the hills are Christians. And so this element is also, and we have a Hindu majoritarian government in power in the country. So there's the ethnic majoritarianism of the Maiti. There's also this religious majoritarianism against the tribal minority, which is also Christian. So there have been attacks on a large number of churches. But it's not primarily a religious fight. It is an ethnic battle. But it's further complicated by the differences in religious identity.
Večina indijskih medijev je zelo redko poročala o dogajanju v Manipurju, dokler niso bili v to praktično prisiljeni, ko se je razširil že omenjeni posnetek nasilja nad kukijskima ženskama. Kolikor je bilo poročanja, so v medijih pogosto odmevala negativna stališča o kukijih. V samem Manipurju je po ugotovitvah uredniškega ceha Indije v medijih predstavljena izključno mejtejska perspektiva, pri čemer mediji pogosto zamolčijo zločine nad pripadniki ljudstva Kuki. O razlogih za takšno medijsko obravnavo dogajanja Punjami.
Media in India currently is totally influenced by the federal government, and there are only some little channels, some few small portals which are presenting the picture, because the big media, big television media, big print media, it is totally sympathetic to the federal government in the cause of Hindu nationalism.
Podobno kot mediji je dogajanje ignorirala tudi zvezna vlada. Premier Narendra Modi je o spopadih molčal vse do objave posnetka z nasiljem nad ženskama. Takrat je opozicija v parlamentu proti premijeju tudi vložila nezaupnico zaradi neukrepanja v Manipurju. To je predvidljivo uspešno prestal, saj ima njegova Bharatiya Janata Party, znana kot BJP, v zveznem parlamentu absolutno večino. Razen nedoločenih obljub, da bo zagotovil mir, Modi ni predstavil nobenih konkretnih načrtov, je pa obtožil opozicijo, da problem izkorišča za blatenje države. Neodzivanje vlade na dogajanje komentira Kol.
What we had was weeks and weeks of the opposition demanding that the government say something on Manipur. The prime minister, as the head of the government, and ultimately the person that should be making a statement, refusing to mention Manipur at all. And it got to the point when, in the no confidence motion, there were only 3 minutes when he spoke about Manipur, including in the Independence Day speech, he vaguely referred to Manipur, but did not make any specific statements about how situation was going to be addressed or how it was going to be restored. It has been the Supreme Court that has actually wrapped the wrists of, that has actually called to account the administration and the government and said, well, what is the government doing about it? And asked the government, in fact, at one point, that can you within 24 hours give us a sense of what is your response? What are you going to do to address this? And especially all these cases of the most egregious kinds of violence. So the fact that it is a Hindu nationalist government in India, and the fact that their core constituency has had a strong evidence base of their core constituency of the Hindu right wing members and vigilante groups acting violently against other minorities that has often been Muslims, but also increasingly attacks on Christians have increased. So against all of that environment, for the PM the Prime Minister not to make a statement directly and outrightly condemning the violence and simply saying these are our mothers and daughters, it is absolutely inexcusable, but it is part of a precedent.
Slab mesec po začetku spopadov je zvezni minister za notranje zadeve Amit Shah obiskal Manipur in obljubil, da bo dosegel prekinitev ognja, kar pa se ni zgodilo. Možnosti, da se to uresniči, so se po eskalaciji še zmanjšale. Konec junija je forum plemenskih voditeljev v Manipurju sporočil, da zaradi, kakor so se izrekli, genocida nad Kukiji ne pristaja več na pogajanja z aktualno manipursko vlado pod vodstvom Nongtomba Nabirena Singa iz Modijeve stranke BJP. Forum je zahteval odstop manipurskega premijeja, ki mu pripisujejo krivdo za spopade. Opozicija v zveznem parlamentu ima svoje predloge za končanje spopadov, ki jih povzame Mander.
The political opposition is demanding that the elementary steps are taken. I mean, to begin with, the people, the civilians need to be disarmed. The people who have looted all of the weapons need to be disarmed. Government has to take over the relief camps of the internally displaced people and to run them and ensure basic facilities. The state police should be arresting large numbers of Maithi people who are responsible for rape and for murder. So all of these are demands, and they're obvious demands about what needs to be done. But there's no chance, no sign that any of this will happen, because the central government is doing nothing to pressurize or to hold accountable the government in the state, which is of the same political party.
Punjani razloge za neukrepanje zvezne vlade vidi v koristih konflikta za nje. Delno je to zaradi hindujskega nacionalizma BJP-a, toda vlogo igrajo tudi poslovni interesi.
Federal government is quiet because of two things. One is that federal government, these Maithis are Hindus. And federal government is guided by Hindu nationalist ideology. So that is one reason. Second reason is that the federal government is interested in appropriating the land of the Kuki areas to be given to the corporate, which are very friendly to the federal government. These are the two main reasons for which federal government is quiet on the issue.
Ljudstvo Meitei je imelo v preteklosti lasten regionalni nacionalizem, ki pa se je v zadnjem času zlil s hindujskim nacionalizmom v Manipurju in na zvezni ravni vladajoče stranke, tako kol.
The coming into the Indian nation of these communities was never straightforward. It was, you know, because they had their own tribal groupings and own kinds of regional nationalisms at that level. But now that subnational community feeling is being incorporated and amalgamated and transformed into the dominant majoritarian Hindu nationalism, in which the minorities feel insecure. And each side, in the Meitis and the Kukis, and you can see this also on social media, accuses the other of carrying out the violence. But the role of the security forces cannot be excused. The fact that the government did not remove the head of the state government, who is also a BJP member, since the state government is the same, did not remove that person for lack of accountability, and in fact removed Assam Rifles from their roles in places where they were guarding the Kukis against the Meitis, left them more vulnerable. And that in that kind of atmosphere of militancy and militarism, militias of course thrive, you know, because people have to form these militias to protect themselves. So it's not as if there's any side that is absolutely without blame, but that should not stop us from recognizing that this was an ill thought out and badly executed. Even if you wanted to take into account the demands of the Meitis, it should not have been done in a way where the violence was allowed to continue, the security forces could act without accountability, all of the aftermath of all of that, basically the failure of the rule of law and the failure of the state, which then leads people to find ways to guard themselves. And therefore you have had these militias that have clashed with each other. But of course, because the overall atmosphere is a Hindu nationalist one, the Christian Kukis are broadly more vulnerable in that state.
Verska nasprotja niso poglavitni razlog za medetnične spopade v Manipurju, ki jih lahko že označimo za državljansko vojno. Toda zaradi verskih razlik med Kuki in Meiteji in ker je hindujsko-nacionalistična stranka BJP v tem primeru na strani večinskih Meitejev, lahko dogajanje v Manipurju umestimo v trend napadov na verske manjšine po celotni Indiji.
See, already in India, the general picture in last 9 years has been intimidation and ghettoization of religious minorities, Muslims and Christians in particular. And at different places, Muslims have been threatened to leave the area different type of pretexts are taken to attack the Muslim minority. They have been asked to, there have been calls to boycott them in trade-wise and all this. So general picture of Hindu nationalism seems to be very disturbing at the moment in the country. The opposition to this is coming in the form of opposition parties uniting in the form of an alliance called India. India Alliance stands for India National Developmental Inclusive Alliance. And that is something which is offering a challenge to Hindu nationalist politics, which is intimidating Muslims and Christians. And also it is undermining the dignity and rights of Dalits. Dalits is a scheduled caste here, Dalits and women and tribe in general. So this overall, the general picture in the country is that of a great disturbance. Our democratic indices are falling. Freedom of press is abysmal. It is also going down. So overall, the picture is at all not satisfactory. And some people are calling it elected autocracy, majoritarianism, and undermining of the values of democracy and constitution.
Južno hemisfero je pripravil Matej.
Globalization, to a large extent, is actually removing responsibility from people within their own locality to take care of themselves.
We know that people do not know who rules or why and how he rules. And yet they know that there is a power that certainly rules.
that we travel 1,000 miles in an hour and a half. We have traveled through whole areas of existence which we have not necessarily gained. We will pop into a Hindu village, but we won't know a damn thing about that Hindu village.
If you push that all the way, you'll see what it means is that we will increasingly tend to inhabit all of these areas in depth simultaneously.
Južna hemisfera, poročamo o južni polovni.